Welcome to Lily Pads. I would consider Lily Pads to be the most traditionally new age of the songs on Flying Not Falling, because it's very soft and seems less structured. But there's actually still quite a bit of structure, even though it's not so apparent. Instrumentation here relies a good bit on what we call pads, the kind of soft, floaty sounds that could be voices or strings, or somewhere in between. The idea of in between is also in the harmonic nature of this song. Rather than using major or minor chords, much of Lily Pads uses what we call suspended chords. This lends a sort of floating, open feel to the music. In addition to the pads, you'll hear violin, piano, Celtic whistle, synthesizer bells, electric piano, and chimes. All of those instruments visit you in short little phrases, kind of like messages floating in and out of a dream. Little percussion effects get sprinkled here and there, including things like sleigh bells, shakers, and rain stick. I've made a lot of music over the years that's dreamy like Lily Pads, but I find it more difficult to produce than the upbeat, rhythmically based songs. There's something about working on music that's very slow and dreamy that seems to turn off the part of my brain I need to use in order to get the work done. I feel a little bit like a hypnotist who keeps hypnotizing himself instead of his subject. Perhaps for that reason, Lily Pads is a song that I had to keep going back to many times in order to get it right, like a painter reworking a canvas. A lot of people tell me that Lily Pads is their favorite song on the album because it's so relaxing to listen to. I think this speaks to the fact that most of us are so stressed. So, I guess I need to make more music like this. I just have to stay awake to do it. The opening and closing phrase of this song, played on flute, is also the opening phrase of the following song, Lake Shrine. The song Lake Shrine was named for the California retreat center of the Indian spiritual teacher Yogananda, the Self-Realization Fellowship Lake Shrine Temple. I made a series of guided meditation programs honoring a number of great saints and angels like Archangel Gabriel, Saint Francis, and so on. And after I read Yogananda's book, Autobiography of a Yogi, I made a meditation about him. The song Lake Shrine draws from the music I made for the guided meditation. If you listen to both, you'll hear some parallels, but for the song, I introduced an arpeggiated pattern to give the piece more motion. After the introduction, you'll hear the violin play that same phrase that opened and closed the song, Lily Pads. Of course, the lake at the lake shrine has a lot of lily pads on it, so that's where the connection comes from. There are a variety of percussion sounds on the track, not the least of which is that soon-to-be-famous cardboard box you heard on Dreamwalk. This time, I'm tapping it with my fingertips. I generally gravitate toward musical instruments that are more expensive than I can actually afford, but in this case, the cardboard box was just barely within my budget. In the middle of the song, the arpeggios slow to halftime, and everything takes on a more ethereal atmosphere. Then the rhythm intensifies again a few minutes later. Lead instruments on Lake Shrine are violin, flute, and a low Celtic whistle. And although most of the woodwinds and strings on this album are played by great musicians, in this case, I'm using sampled instrument sounds to play those parts on the recording. The quality of sampled instruments has gotten so high that I think they hold up quite well, since the parts in this case are very simple and don't test the limits of the samples very much. That being said, there's nothing quite like recording with great musicians, And I'm happy to say that for the large majority of the music on Flying Not Falling, that's what I did. On this page, you can download Lily Pads and Lake Shrine and enjoy a fascinating guided meditation about the spiritual guru Yogananda. I've also got a great offer for you on two albums, Sacred Journeys and Healing Journey. If you like peaceful music like Lily Pads, you'll love these albums, available on CD or MP3. Listen and get them at a great price for yourself or someone you love.